Many of our listeners will be familiar with audio description, which brings television, cinema, theatres, museums and more to life for blind and partially sighted people. Now, adverts are getting the AD treatment, but could there be more? June Johnson is with us and Sonali Rai is here as well, and we're going to discuss that very question. Sonali, you work with RNIB to help grow audio description. We're looking at adverts today, which are relatively new, I suppose, for AD.
I wouldn't say audio description on ads is a very new thing. It's been around for a while. The only problem is provision, so the number of adverts that are actually sent out with audio description. I remember maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, there was this beautiful ad, possibly a Sainsbury's ad, that was audio described for Christmas. And since then, we've had these ads every now and then from specific brands that are audio described. But it's not a consistent service. There's no guarantee around, you know, an advert from a brand will be accessible or not. But there are more efforts underway at the moment. There is recognition of accessibility. There is an Accessible Advertising Alliance now. So it's there's a UK task force and an international task force. It comprises of brands, agencies, delivery platforms, broadcasters, user organizations. So imagine all the allies just coming together to make sure that advertising becomes more accessible for people with sight loss and hearing loss. We are discussing audio description, not just how to embed audio description, but also the delivery of audio description. So we're discussing the accessibility of platforms. Because at the moment, yes, linear platforms, I would say most of them have the capability to deliver audio description on linear television. But then what about non-linear? What about social media platforms? They still do not have the capability to deliver additional audio tracks. So at the end, what brands tend to do is they have a separate version with audio description. Now, that's not a great experience. So if you're watching an ad, you have to go into the links below and then find the one that's for the audio described version. So what we want are platforms that have the capability to deliver two audio tracks, and users can then toggle between the ones that they want.
As you say, it's provision and it's the ability of the platforms to use this. Now, we have also with us June Johnson from AdText. This is really your field as well. Have you been dealing with ads companies and advertisers for a while now looking to make their adverts more accessible?
Well, I've been working in accessible advertising for over 20 years. Well, I encouraged ITV to start transmitting audio description, and then Channel 4 followed suit, and Channel 5. We're still waiting, by the way, for Sky to adopt AD for commercials, but I understand that's on its way, along with VOD potentially, which will be very exciting next year. So yes, I've been working on this for a very long time with brands, encouraging them to actually make their ads more accessible.
Is it difficult with a lot of adverts because they have a finite time really to get their message across, to sell their product or service? Is it tricky for some adverts then to have audio description?
It sort of starts off at the very beginning when a brief goes to an advertising agency from the client. The client doesn't actually specify audio description at that point. The agency is going to go off and make the ad and then come back with possibly lots of dialogue in that ad, which makes it very difficult for us to add audio description. The other thing we do is encourage the advertising agencies to actually mention in a voiceover the brand that is advertising, because frequently it comes up as a logo, which obviously you need sight to be able to see.
Is it almost a two-pronged attack you really need to look at then? It's the advertising agencies and indeed the companies sort of going to them.
From my experience, it's client-led rather than advertising agency-led. There are a few very ethical advertising agencies taking a very ethical approach, but predominantly it comes from clients that are wanting to do it, and then the agency follows suit. The problem is the clients aren't saying it early enough in the brief.
We think about the spending power of customers, which the clients are after at the end of the day. They're missing out on a market, as far as I can see anyway.
Most definitely. A large market too. I mean, that's one of the ways that, you know, you can successfully lobby clients is by saying, you know, it makes commercial sense. It's the right thing to do, but it also makes commercial sense for you to include everyone in society.
Sonali, we've spoken before about audio description in adverts, and we've looked at the AD that's there. We've also looked at the advert itself, just the normal dialogue being more descriptive too. Is that a way that accessibility can be improved?
I would say so. I think brands need to start thinking about accessibility at the storyboard stage. Now, it depends on their creative vision, the style that they want to adopt. You can make ads accessible without audio description just by embedding the key information within the narrative, within the voiceover. But even if they want to add audio description, because that's not their creative vision, they don't want a lot of voiceover, they still need to think about description right at the very beginning, because you need to leave pauses. Quite often, as June said, you know, ads just can't be described even if brands want to make them accessible. They cannot be described because there isn't enough space to add the audio description in. But there's some key information that we say absolutely include in the voiceover, regardless of whether you want to add audio description later or not. And this is information like the brand name. So we did an analysis. We analyzed the top 13 or 14 ads from 2023. These are the Christmas ads I'm talking about. And out of the 12 ads, actually, that we analyzed, about six did not have the brand name in the voiceover. So if you're watching the ad on a platform that cannot have audio description, even if the ad was audio described, you wouldn't know which company it's from.
I suppose it has to start somewhere, though, doesn't it? It's making the ads accessible, perhaps for linear first of all, then tackling the accessibility of the other platforms.
If you are on linear and you've audio described, if you go onto something like social media, providing it's the same ad, it's quite a simple process for us to reformat for social media. So it's not a difficult thing to do.
June, are more clients then taking up the audio description ask? Are they becoming more tuned into it, or is there still a lot of work to do?
I mean, there are some amazing advertisers out there, the John Lewis Group being one, that is just outstanding. They really work hard to make their advertising for linear and for online fully accessible. But there's still a lot of work to be done. There's major advertisers out there that aren't including it. So, you know, it's my sort of role, really, and mission in life to persuade them.
Sonali, is it a question then of more legislation that's required on both the points that you brought up about the platform's accessibility and indeed on the audio description content in the ads generally?
I mean, ideally, I think self-regulation would be the way to go. So brands monitor themselves, they monitor their progress and ensure that the assets they're producing are accessible. But we know consistency can only be achieved if there's strong legislation, if there's strong policy. So yes, we are in favor of legislation here and a monitoring body, to be honest, because ASA at the moment is not monitoring how many ads are being made accessible.
Is it down then to the viewer then to report stuff like this? Would that help?
I think that would make an incredible difference, because from experience, I have advertisers that's never provided access service to commercials, suddenly getting complaints on social media and then really becoming very involved in making sure their ads do become fully accessible. So I think there is a role for viewers to actually say, we want to be part of this transmission. We want to be able to hear what's going on.
Are clients surprised to hear about audio description, June?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, many of them don't know it exists, or they think wrongly that if they add audio description, everyone hears it. And of course, for linear TV, you have to switch it on. So that can be a concern to them, that they think that AD might, inverted commas, ruin the ad for everyone. I would ask people to thank John Lewis, because I'm sure the marketing teams would really welcome being highlighted as such an ethical advertiser. But also, you know, if you want to see more AD, just lobby on social media. I'm sure you will see more uptake if you do that.
And Sonali, people can get in touch with RNIB about audio description, whether it's adverts or whether it's TV programmes.
Yes, they can do so by emailing us at broadcasting@rnib.org.uk.
Well, let's hope there are more adverts coming soon with audio description, and no doubt we'll be seeing more over the coming weeks, months and years. But for the moment, to Sonali and to June, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much again from me as well.